This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The Associated Press says Qatar, Egypt, and the United States are negotiating a three-day humanitarian ceasefire in the war between Israel and Hamas. According to officials from Egypt, the United Nations, and a Western diplomat who all spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity, the ceasefire will be imposed in exchange for the release of about a dozen hostages being held by Hamas in Gaza. The deal would enable more aid, including limited amounts of fuel, to enter the besieged territory to alleviate the worsening conditions for the 2.3 million Palestinians still trapped in the enclave. The one-month-old war was triggered by the deadly Hamas attack on southern Israel on October 7th that left more than 1,400 people dead. The terrorist group abducted about 240 people during the raid. The Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza says more than 10,500 Palestinians have been killed in the war, including more than 4,300 children. Meanwhile, Israeli forces battle Hamas militants Thursday in Gaza City as Palestinian civilians flee the area that is the focus of Israeli military operations. In addition to the ground fighting in the largest city in the Gaza Strip, Israeli forces have also been hitting the area with airstrikes. The fighting has prompted massive displacement, with the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs saying 50,000 people fled Wednesday for the southern part of the Gaza Strip. That figure was by far the highest this week. The UN said a total of 72,000 people had evacuated northern Gaza since Sunday. Israel began opening an evacuation corridor Sunday along the main road connecting northern and southern Gaza. It remains open for 4 hours daily to allow civilians to leave the epicenter of the fighting. The IDF said Wednesday it extended the corridor an additional hour because so many people were using it. This is VOA News. Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives have taken their most aggressive steps yet in their investigation of President Joe Biden's family. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer says the panel is bringing in son Hunter Biden and brother James Biden to question them on what he describes as a record of evidence. Republicans maintain it paints a troubling picture of influence peddling. Thus far, however, they've failed to uncover anything directly implicating the president. The White House and the family's lawyers call the investigation a political stunt. Hunter Biden's attorney says the investigation has been full of worn-out, false, baseless, or debunked claims, but he's eager to have the opportunity in a public forum and at the right time to discuss them. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Five candidates seeking the 2024 Republican presidential nomination took part in their third debate Wednesday night in Miami, Florida. The debate was the third time the leading candidate, former President Donald Trump, did not participate. The candidates spent much of the two-hour event on NBC TV seeking to outdo each other as Trump's chief opponent with just weeks to go before the first statewide nominating contest in Iowa. Nikki Haley, the former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, says it's time for Republicans to move away from Trump.
I can tell you that I think he was the right president at the right time. I don't think he's the right president now. I think that he put us $8 trillion in debt, and our kids are never going to forgive us for that. I think the fact that he used to be right on Ukraine and foreign issues, now he's getting weak in the knees and trying to be friendly again.
The other candidates in Wednesday's debate include Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, U.S. Senator Tim Scott, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, and entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy. Meanwhile, Trump held a campaign rally Wednesday night in Miami, not far from the debate site. The rally was intended to upstage the candidates who took part in that debate, a strategy he pursued in the first two debates. The former president dismissed his rivals as unworthy of the nomination.
And it's time for the Republican establishment to stop wasting time and resources trying to push weak and ineffective rhinos and never Trumpers that nobody wants and nobody's going to vote for. I watch these guys coming in. I had this thing and I was watching these guys. They're not watchable.
Trump has cited his commanding lead among Republican voters for skipping the previous two debates. International Edition delivers insight into world news through eyewitnesses, correspondent reports, and analysis from experts and newsmakers. We also keep you in touch with social media, science, and entertainment trends. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.